It is the spiritual freedom provided by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It gives us the eyes to see what to do with our political, economic freedom, our resources, our time, all things that are provided in that realm of freedom. Father, we understand that giving the great manifestation of faith, taking that which is related to the world and investing in that which is eternal. We pray, Father, that you will receive these offerings this morning, and that you will continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior, through the manifestation of the gospel, both to unbeliever and believer. Once again, Father, we are most appreciative that you have seen fit to use this humble assembly in so many different ways that you use it. And we pray, Father, that we will continually put ourselves in that position where you can, if you wish, and choose, to use us in the way and the manner in which you choose. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. So Dave and Stephanie have stayed in my house the last 2 nights. Little Ashley's just a little baby, and I haven't heard her cry in 2 nights. Of course, I'm in an entirely different bedroom, and all the doors are locked, and I can sleep through a storm, but outside of that, it's been wonderful having them. Let's open the scriptures to the Gospel of John, chapter 4. The Gospel of John, chapter 4. Most of the Bible, with its multitude of stories of the journey the different people have gone on, all of the stories are not about being saved, getting saved initially, eternally, but the journey of faith. You take, for example, the first book of the Bible written, that's the book of Job, 42 chapters. The journey is not about getting Job eternally saved. It starts off in that position. And then the whole journey is to come to that position, will you trust me? No matter what happens, Job, will you trust me? I am God. You take stories that people are familiar with, Moses, Abraham, David, Solomon. You just go through that, and you'll go through the stories of people that we have an account of. How many of them are about getting them saved eternally? Don't have it. Most of the stories in the Bible are about reaching that point in your life of where you walk by faith, where you trust me, where you trust the one I sent. Not about getting saved. A lot of times Christians are more involved in spreading of the gospel while their own lives are in shambles spiritually. And the great journey that God takes us all on is the journey of walking by faith. Two phases of faith. First of all, the initial act of faith in Jesus Christ to secure salvation, but then to reach the crisis of faith, which is where you learn through the crisis of faith to walk by faith in the one whom he has sent, that is the Holy Spirit. One act of faith in the first sending of God, that's Jesus Christ, is saved eternally. Then there is the faith in the one that he has sent, that is the Holy Spirit, and that's how we live our life. This is one of the rare cases that we have where we're studying and looking at initial salvation, being saved, and that salvation is the initial salvation, which we call salvation one, or eternal life salvation, and that's of the woman at the well. But most stories all through assume a start with that and just move on, not the battle of being saved. Here we're getting an account of a rare account, as far as all the Bible is concerned, a rare account of coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we're in the midst, and hopefully we can finish this morning, the discussion between Jesus Christ and the woman at the well. To be able to see all that is going on, it is impossible to understand these things in the wisdom of man. Impossible. Man cannot begin to comprehend the scriptures. I don't care how much Greek, Hebrew, how many years you studied, there are people that have devoted their whole life to the Bible and don't even see the first issue. So we need to spend some moments here, a little time in prayer, preparing ourselves for the greatest area of battle in our life, greatest area of battle, people in your life, and I hope that this is starting to become a reality to you. It's not battling sin or not sin. It's when we open this book. This book is impossible, yet we think we can understand it. We open it up leisurely, just start reading through. See, right here is the greatest area of battle, is understanding the faults of God. Impossible for man to do. Most people will interpret this book from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, not by the illuminating ministry of His Spirit. So let's spend a few moments in prayer, testing ourselves to see if we are in a proper faith relationship with God the Holy Spirit, who is the true teacher. Let's pray. At no other point, Father, did we become more aware of our inadequacy, our total dependency on You, than when we open the Scriptures. Total dependency, Father, on the One whom You have sent to us to illuminate, to open our eyes and our ears, that we might see and hear. Pray, Father, that You will, Your Spirit will be with me this morning, that I will teach in truth, clarity, simplicity. Your Spirit will open the eyes of those who receive. Pray, Father, that You will protect us from the powers of darkness that we seek to impede our understanding and our seeing of truth, and express, Heavenly Father, even the flesh that we seek to usurp its ugly head and say, no, this is